Williams, kind of what has he brought before you kind of hit the field?
Definitely. No, just from our, you know, couple meetings with him, obviously you can tell his intensity, his passion for the game, what he plans on doing with our defense and what he expects out of us. And to hear him talk, I'm excited. I think the team's excited. And, you know, we're just happy and excited to get on the field with him and work with him.
Everybody talks about him kind of being an aggressive defensive coach. How does he make a defense more aggressive?
You should see him in the meetings. I mean, that'll get you, you know, get you fired up. I mean, he can see the passion he has. I mean, every meeting, you know, I don't know what to say about it. But from his history, from him and Coach Gray having worked together, the kind of great defenses they've had, we're expecting that to happen here next year.
How will it be different? Anything scheme-wise or anything like that? Will it be different, more attacking or something like that?
A lot of disguising. I think, you know, the biggest thing he thought was last year, obviously we gave up a lot of deep balls, gave up a lot of big plays. That's something that he was focusing on just in the first meeting as far as eliminating those, allowing ourselves, you know, to get him on the ground and play another play. And, you know, I think the way he attacks, like I said, with different disguises, we're going to get pressure from different angles. We're going to bring, you know, a lot of blitzes from linebackers, safeties, corners. I mean, everybody's coming, so it's going to be exciting.
I think Pollard had a quote, said y'all don't play smack you in the mouth football.
That sounds about right. Yeah, smack you in the mouth. So it's just aggressive. It's aggressive and it's football. I mean, that's the way I think teams are known is by their defense, what type of personality they have as a team. And we got to be a physical defense. Smack you in the mouth football sounds right.
Even in the offseason, you've gotten some new free agents, new rookies coming in. Even though the team had a losing record last year in the NFL, do you feel you can kind of flip that switch and turn it around real quickly next season?
No, definitely. I think, you know, last season, I mean, there's a lot of games that we should have won, a lot of close games. I mean, there's not a big margin between winning and losing. And I thought last year we suffered a lot on the losing end in those games. And excuse me. And I don't think we're far off. We got a great team. We got a great defense. We're excited. We get guys back healthy. Like you said, free agency, we did a great job. I think they got everybody who they wanted. In the draft, we got everybody we wanted. So we're excited to get those guys in and start working.
When you guys have some of that disappointment like you had to endure last year, do you carry that as kind of a chip and motivation moving forward, or is it kind of a wipe it away, clean slate, and it's a new season?
It's a new season. I don't think, you know, we know how we played last year. Obviously, we gave up way too many points. Like I said, we left way too many big plays. And to be a great defense, you can't do that. And, you know, as a team, 6-10 is not going to cut. Excuse me, 6-10 is not going to cut it. We need to make the playoffs. We need to have a winning season. We need to, you know, get that winning atmosphere back in Nashville.
Was it just maybe not getting pressure on the quarterback? Kind of what were maybe the faulty?
It's a lot of things. It's a lot of things. I don't think you know, some of the games that we lost, when you go 6-10, you can't just put it on one thing. You know, I think that's why changes were made. Obviously, they brought in the right people that they feel. Coach Williams, I feel, is going to do a great job. And they brought in a lot of guys to compete. I think that's, you know, in all the positions. And I think as a team, it'll just make us better.
You mentioned winning atmosphere. Do you sense that with the changes that have occurred so far in the offseason?
Definitely, definitely, just in the workouts. I mean, you know, guys are coming together. We're spending extra time making sure with the new defense, everybody's on the same page. A lot more communication, a lot more talking. Just in this short period of time, guys feel a lot more comfortable making calls, making checks than I feel we had in the past.
Is Greg's system complicated at all? Or?
No, it's just disguising. I think that's the, you know, we want to give an impression and then, you know, come from a different way or, you know, show like we're blitzing and getting coverage. And we can do so many different things and make it actually simple, but to the offense, make it seem like it's, you know, complicated and confusing.
Sounds sneaky.
Something like it, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Tom, talk a little bit about, you know, the caravan stops like this and just kind of what this is like for you guys to get out and interact with the fans.
It's awesome. I think when the caravan comes from last year, it's about to start the season. You know, we're about to get into camp, get back to work, and you know, to get a chance to come out, see some of the fans, make some of the stops at some of the elementary schools with the Play 60. It's great, you know, to see those kids talk about nutrition, talk about health, and to sign some autographs and interact with them is awesome.